You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it's time for our Central Coast Business Wrap-Up. Mike Manchek is the president and CEO for the Economic Vitality Corporation, or EVC, a nonprofit working to generate jobs, promote startups, and increase investment throughout SLO County. He joins us now with a look at some of the current business dealings and trends affecting the area. Welcome back, as always, Mike.
Thank you for having me on.
Today, our focus is how to get your startup funded. And the banks are still a little tight when it comes to lending, even though we've moved, for the most part, out of this recession, right?
Well, that's right. And for small companies, startups in particular, they're often not bankable, as they say. So these are entrepreneurs that are looking for investors to help start their company or grow their company. So along the Central Coast, there's two annual events that I think are really key to helping investors find capital and really introduce them to investors. And with that, they get feedback about their idea, about their business plan, so they can improve that and become successful.
And the first one is the Tech Pitch, which is sort of a tech version of Shark Tank.
It is. It is. The EVC is actually one of the partners of this event. So Tech Pitch is really a unique event where six technology entrepreneurs pitch their ideas to a panel of investors. This has been Cal Poly's Small Business Development Center and their Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, as well as SoftTech and the EVC. We're all supporting this and putting this event on. The event is October 22nd, so it's quite some time out. However, people need to submit a business plan or an application in order to be considered one of the companies. And that deadline is September 15th.
So you need to start getting on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You need some time.
Does only one out of the six get chosen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always been a great number of people on that. In fact, one of them actually is going to be on the TV show Shark Tank that was one of the participants in the past event.
And if you're not one of these companies, you can go and watch this.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the public is invited to attend. There's dinner. It's a great event, and everyone learns something. Whether or not you're selected, whether or not you're participating, you meet investors, you meet people, you hear new ideas. It's very exciting.
And that's San Luis Obispo County. In Santa Barbara County, we have the Clean Business Investment Summit, which is similar.
Yeah, very similar. This is another annual event. This one happens at UCSB. This event is September 11th, and the deadline for applying it's August 1st. So people really, again, need to go on the website if you're interested in participating or pitching your idea. This one's focus, however, is not just technology. This one is about socially responsible entrepreneurs. This event actually has enabled investments of over $125 million.
I was wondering if I was reading that number correctly.
Yeah.
$125 million over what sort of time period?
Oh, over about a decade.
Yeah. And so, out of full disclosure, you sit on the board here?
I do. I do sit on the board of that one. And of that, 30% of the companies that present on average get funded.
Mike, as a fun finishing note here, I think this is out of the San Luis Obispo Tribune. Noted restaurateur Ian McPhee is negotiating to take over a cafe there at the old San Simeon Village.
That's right. That's right. Kathy Tanner, a reporter at the Tribune, is breaking a story that Ian McPhee is expanding. For those that have been to his restaurant, they know how great the food is.
In Templeton?
Yeah, it's in Templeton currently. But he's opening right across the highway from Hearst Castle, which is, as we all know, is one of the biggest draws for tourism in the
right.
county.
And the Hearst Winery tasting room will stay where it is there in the building.
That's right.
As it is.
Yes.
Some people might be concerned. Right. Well, Mike Manchek, President CEO with the Economic Vitality Corporation, or the EVC, as you may know them, joining us every couple of weeks here to talk about the business dealings on the Central Coast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Randall.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.